What not to do. Treating the 12 steps as either savior or enemy. One of the biggest mistakes in recovery ministry is treating the 12 steps as either a savior or an enemy. Some people treat the 12 steps as if they can do what only Christ can do. They may say, "The program saved me." A chaplain can understand the gratitude behind that statement. Recovery groups, sponsors, honest meetings, and step work may have helped someone stay alive, sober, and connected. We should not be dismissive. But as Christians, we remember that ultimate salvation belongs to the Lord. No program replaces Jesus Christ. Other people make the opposite mistake. They treat the 12 steps as if nothing good can come through them because they are not written as a full Christian confession of faith. This can also be unwise. Many recovering people first learned honesty, confession, accountability, apology, and daily surrender through a recovery process. A chaplain who attacks that process too quickly may damage trust and close a door for deeper spiritual conversation. So what should we not do? Do not shame people for using recovery language. Do not tell them their progress is fake because they attended a 12-step group. Do not act as though you are more spiritual because you know theological vocabulary. Also, do not tell them that the 12 steps are enough for complete spiritual formation in Christ. The chaplain's role is not to win an argument. The role is to offer Christ-centered presence, wise questions, biblical clarity, and spiritual care by permission. A better approach sounds like this. I'm grateful that recovery has helped you tell the truth and seek support. Would you be open to talking about how those themes connect with Scripture and life in Christ? That kind of sentence honors the person's recovery journey while gently inviting biblical reflection. A chaplain must also remember the parish setting. In a church Bible study, you may speak more directly about Christ-centered discipleship. In an open recovery meeting, you may need to respect the group's rules and not turn the meeting into a sermon. In a recovery home, program policies may shape what you can say, when you can say it, and how spiritual care is offered. What helps? Respect the setting. Ask permission. Listen carefully. Clarify without attacking. Connect recovery themes to Scripture when the person welcomes that conversation. What harms? Spiritual arrogance, careless criticism, vague religious talk, or pressure that ignores the person's recovery environment. The 12 steps are not the savior. They are also not automatically the enemy. A wise addiction recovery chaplain helps people see where recovery themes can become bridges toward deeper surrender, confession, community, restoration, and hope in Christ.